dim and wonderful is the bed of the solar system. Throughout the intimate vastness of sidereal space. But that is a remote dream. It may be that the destruction of the Martians is only a reprieve to them. And not to us is the future of ordained, perhaps. Give me a second. Strange it now seems to sit in my peaceful study at Princeton, writing down the last chapter of the record begun at the desert farm in Grover's Mill. Strange to see from my window the university's spires dim and blue through an April haze. Strange to watch children playing in the streets. Strange to see young people strolling on the green where the new spring grass heals the last black scars of a bruised earth. Strange to watch the sightseers enter the museum where the disassembled parts of a Martian machine are kept on public view. Strange when I recall the time when I first saw it bright and clean cut, hard and silent, out of the dawn of the last great day.
This is Ali Landecker and Quinn Kessel, ladies and gentlemen, out of character to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering, or day offering for us, I guess, that it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo, starting now we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates by tomorrow night. So we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You'll be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that both institutions are still open for business. So goodbye, everyone, and remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin cap patch. If your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween, maybe, in December.
Tonight, WMFO has brought to you The World of Wars by H.G. Wells, the third in its semi-weekly series of dramatic broadcasts featuring the Mercury Theater on the Air. Thank you for tuning in.
Again, this is the Mercury Theater on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Broken. Mike 2. This is Chris Earle. It's Friday Night Fights coming up. That was the War of the Worlds. Orson Welles wrote that, directed it. Good stuff. I got that on vinyl from like the 70s. The War of the Worlds. I was listening on the way and sounded great, everybody. I'm going to put on a quick PSA and we will start the Friday Night Fights. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts.
When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Hello, Medford.
Hello, Medford.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now The officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Friday Night Fights. Here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening. Vote! You can vote! For God's sake, vote WMFO.org. Round one, Sing Sing. Sing Sing. It's the Moody Blues versus AC/DC. Which one do you like better? Vote! the start. We're at the start of round one, Friday Night Fights. Here's AC/DC. Sing Sing is the name of the round. Which one do you like better, Moody Blues or AC/DC? Vote at WMFO.org, DJ chat, or you could call me. Use your little fingers and look up WMFO in Medford.
Rock and roll star. I'm gonna be a rock.
That's a nice little round right there. That is Sing Sing. I call that round. And we have Sing Sing 2 later on in the program. It is the Moody Blues versus AC/DC, basically songs about singing. We had a rock and roll singer, and we had just a singer in a rock and roll band from the Moody Blues. Which one do you like better? That's a tough one for me. I'm not going to vote just yet. I want to hear what you have to say. So go to DJWMFO, DJ Chat. And I'm sorry, it's WMFO.org, DJ Chat. I am on there until about 7:45 taking live votes like it's 1997 again on the chat system. Anyway, let's say 2007. Can't go back to 1997. Nobody even knows what the hell happened in 1997 anymore, except for relics like me. 6:16 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? In 2 weeks, we're going to do the there's a whole bunch of people here. It's just me today. But in 2 weeks, I'm going to have some friends here, and friends and associates, I guess. I mean, some of them aren't really friends. They're just associates. But we're going to do our Christmas show. So it's my Christmas show, but I invite people in, and we talk and blah, blah, blah. So it'll be the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle Christmas show, and there'll be a few people in here for that. I'll announce who's going to be here later. Anyway, 6:17 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. I'm going to say that joke again, just so you know you're listening. Just in case. Because, you know, you can say something to somebody, and you know they're just waiting to talk over you at this point in life. It's a TikTok world, everybody. I want to create a talk world. Like talking and then talking some more. What do you think of that? Not ticking, just talking. Just a talk world. Remember that band Talk Talk from the 80s? They were pretty good. They had a song called Talk Talk. People send me stuff on TikTok. I'm like, what the hell is this? What is this crap? I don't understand how everybody's watching this stuff. It's just crap. It's just crap, 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 crap. Not that my show is like beyond the stars, but come on. It's better than TikTok crap. And I'm getting paid diddly squat for this today. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Did my 35th reunion last week. Speaking of zeros, I was the best looking guy there. I have to say that best looking guy there. I DJ'd it. There were some people there that apparently didn't know who the hell I was, which brought my ego way down. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I thought you asked me to DJ because I've been doing radio for 18 years. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Well, like, no. We just figured you were available. Like, what the hell does that mean? You figured I was available. What does that mean? It's like, okay, I did comedy and other things over the years, but it's like, just because I do comedy, it's like calling. I remember there was this guy that was like killing everybody. He was like an assisted suicide guy. It's a great, great documentary on it called like Dr. Death or something like that. And it wasn't Kevorkian, it was another guy. And he had like basically some little bit of background with poison or something. So all of a sudden he's setting up like better ways to kill prisoners and stuff, and people are calling up for like hangings and for poisonings and all kinds. And the guy had no clue. He was just like, hey, you know, I'll take the money. What the hell? Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent there, like I tend to do. But I don't know. Everybody's like, hey, did you have a good time at the reunion? No, not really. Like, I just worked it. You know, there's some people that were nice. It was nice seeing a few people. There were a few people that great. They're beyond the stars to me. I'm going to say that a few times tonight. It'll be my new catchphrase. Beyond the stars with Chris Earle. Maybe that'll be my next show. I've done about a dozen different types of shows. This is the Friday Night Fights. I like this one. Time Travel's my favorite. This is probably number two. I don't know. Did you like number two? I'm going to go Moody Blues on that one. All right? AC/DC, everybody picks AC/DC all the time. I'm going Moody Blues on that one. That build up with the drums at the beginning, so there's a vote there for Moody Blues. There you go. Anybody in the chat? Go and vote. AC/DC or Moody Blues. Sex with a Stranger is next. It's going to be Supertramp versus Squeeze for round two here on the Friday Night Fights. And I'll tell you a little bit more of my life coming up. I know you're excited. I'm excited too.
We're back, ready for round two.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Thank you.
Friday Night Fights. We are in the middle of round two. Sex with a Stranger is the name of this round. Supertramp versus Squeeze. It's what my uncle used to tell me. I'd go on his boat and I'd say, I gotta pee, and he'd say, Squeeze. As Squeeze doesn't even know a name, he's making out with her. She takes off. Goodbye, girl. It's from like 78 or something like that. Back when you could write a nice.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Well, we might as well go into round three. Sure. Round two. Supertramp versus Squeeze. Get your votes in. I'm going to keep it going with Bonnie Tyler. The round is My Hero.
Fire!
All right. Heavy on the fairlight. Frankly, I'm exhausted. That was pretty awesome. That's Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Tyler Swift, we like to call her back in the 80s. The original Tyler Swift. With the Footloose soundtrack song, Holding Out for a Hero. And a lot of people say, it's I Need a Hero. No, it's Holding Out for a Hero. Trust me, I'm the DJ. Shut up. I'm the DJ. I'll tell you what it was. How's that? How's that? I'm angry now. We're in the middle of My Hero, and Bonnie's blowing up the charts. People haven't even heard the next one, and they're like, Bonnie Tyler, she's going to win this one. And quite frankly, I'm pretty sure she's going to win, but who knows? This is a great song, too. It's the Foo Fighters. Hero Round. You are listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. There he goes. there goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. A little gay. But it's good. It's good gay. Anyway, it's Chris Earle. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights. If you don't know it already, it's the Friday Night Fights, dummy. 6:40 in the evening. If you're still at work, you know the rest. All right. Bonnie, a knockout. A knockout. She was gorgeous. Holding out for a hero. Now she's holding out for some Ozempic and a good plastic surgeon. Maybe she had United Healthcare. Ha! That's big news this week, huh? United Healthcare with the CEO getting assassinated. And people are like going crazy over this. It's bad news when a person gets assassinated. Bad news, you know? People like targeting the guy like he did something wrong, you know? It's the company, man. It's the company. They made billions and billions of dollars. And you know what? Hey, Bernie Sanders is crazy, right? All I'm saying, if you put Bernie in charge, we would have had health care. Guy probably wouldn't have been assassinated. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not very political. Who knows? In a couple of weeks, it's going to be Christmas. But for now, it's Friday the 6th. I guess it was Krampus Day yesterday. You know the Krampus guy? He's like the German devil that like beats kids with like whisk brooms and things like that. You guys know about this guy? He's like beats people with whisk brooms and he's got a giant tail. I saw the Krampus movie. You know, it was going to be like a horror movie, but it was really rated like PG or PG-13, so it was kind of wimpy. It's kind of lousy. But Krampus is a legend of the devilish. Krampus is rooted in Germanic folklore. It spans centuries and continents, said to roam the streets in early December in the search for naughty children to punish. The foreboding figure wields a handful of birch sticks. Birch sticks he uses. Birch is good for like burning. You get some nice birch bark. If you go camping, everybody, that's Chris's helpful tip right there. Birch sticks for whipping those disobedient youngsters, carrying the most unruly ones off to the underworld on his back. Give him a good whipping and then take some underworld. Good children will instead be rewarded by good old Saint Nick. Krampusnacht, a night of costumed revelry, is celebrated every December 5th with participants donning masks and clanging bells in a parade known as the Krampuslauf. I missed it. It was yesterday. It was working, and I was at the mall. I got my steps in at the mall yesterday, everybody. Anybody go to the mall to do their steps? It was pretty good yesterday because all these Black Friday deals were all done. You know, it was like Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, Black Week. It's, come on, what are we doing? You know, everybody, does there have to be a sale every single day now? Does there have to be a sale every day? Do we really need another thing we don't need? It's a want, everybody. You want things. Give me things. Give me a pickle. I want pickles. Grillo's Pickles, there's a sticker right in front of me, and I stare at it every time I come in, and I want a pickle. That's a good advertising right here at WMFO. Grillo's Pickles, somebody stuck that right up, and I have a hankering for a pickle when I come in and do the show now. I wish Krampus would come take me away. Let's go to the next round. Oh, by the way, AC/DC won the first round. Sing Sing, Moody Blues versus AC/DC. Sex with a Stranger, Supertramp has taken that round. Oversqueeze. And the My Hero round, it looks like Bonnie Tyler is blowing the Foo Fighters away. They don't have one vote yet, but Bonnie Tyler is blowing them away. Holding out for a hero, a little Ozempic, maybe a nip and tuck. Who knows? Round four is called Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass on the Way Out. Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass on the Way Out. Number four. Round four, Friday Night Fights. It is Jim Croce, or as I like to call him when I was younger, Jim Croce, and Tom Petty in this one, number four.
1, 2, 3, 4, monsters walking across the floor. I love counting to the number four.
Thank you, Feist. Here's Jim Croce.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in. One less pair of jeans upon your door. One less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, and today has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. The way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
That's a tough one to beat. God damn, that's a great song.
Well, I'm traveling, traveling, baby. Traveling on, well, it's good to see you, but I can't stay long. No, I got a traveling fever, well, I got a traveling Jones. No, don't look for me in the morning, baby. I'm gonna be traveling on. I'll be good as gold, till the next, or maybe better. Cause I wanna be traveling, traveling, baby. Traveling on, Lord, it's good to see you, but I can't stay long. Jump on the morning.
you're traveling on.
Hey, song's over. I should get up back on the air, huh? That's traveling. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, of course, with Traveling, round four. Round four is called Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass on the Way Out. That's a Tom Petty B-side from the box set that came out in the 90s. Pretty good tune. However, Jim Croce, man, what a great song. What a great song. I'm usually not that partial. I usually try to pick two songs that I'm kind of, you know, back and forth on. I don't even know what I'm going to pick until the day of the show. I know I try to pick two good songs that can battle it out a little bit. But anyway, I'm going Jim Croce on that one because that is just some great lyrics right there. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, your golden road to rust. If that's the way you want it, it's the way I want it more. Get out of here. One step out the door. Great tune. Of course, I said the title wrong, but you get the gist of my passion here. Jim Croce. Good stuff. We got a tie. Somebody went for a tie here. And we got another tie. Wow, people aren't picking. They're picking both Tom Petty and Jim Croce. All right, that's okay. Still ahead by one because I picked Jim Croce, but we'll see how it goes. For those of you who haven't been listening, where have you been? What is wrong with you? The show starts at 6. Started a little later today because the Mercury Theater players were here. And they're like, hey, we're going to go a little late. Is that okay? Would have been nice if you told me before the show. Not like 2 minutes before the show, but before the show. It was okay, though. There were kids. There's a bunch of people out here. They're doing Orson Welles. I'm fine with that. They're doing War of the Worlds. Whatever. Fine. Much better than the Tom Cruise War on the Worlds movie. They did a pretty decent job. I listened to it on the way in. Again, enough about them, more about me. Next round is going to be Reading Fortunes. It's going to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers versus the Rolling Stones. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers versus the Rolling Stones. Round five begins right now.
To the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, Sonny, you feel kind of wrong. She looked into a crystal ball and said, you're in love. I said, I couldn't that be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know. She said, when the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes. I left there in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody. Why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. Now I get my fortune told for free. Oh,
Everybody is like, hey, it's not fair to put the Stones up against the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, maybe, maybe not. So far, the Stones blowing it out of the water, at least on the chat here. Got a couple of votes in for the Chili Peppers for Fortune Faded. You can find that one off their Greatest Hits album from, I don't know, who knows when. It was like 2006 or whatever. Pretty much I can remember everything from like 1978 to about 1999. And then after that, things are a little bit off for me. You know, I'm just like, yeah, it was a Greatest Hits album. It came out sometime between 2003 and 2017. I don't know. Who cares? Music wasn't that great anymore. Music's great. Who am I kidding? All right, my name is Chris Earle. If you don't like my show, my name is Lenny Clark. But the next one coming up is going to be round five. And in the chat, somebody was like, why don't you play anything local? Well, coming up next, you have one of the best local bands for round six, I think, doing a cover. As a matter of fact, the Lost Boys, all they did was covers. They did singles and they did cover songs, and they were very, very big here in Boston. I'll tell you a little bit more about the Lost Boys. And there's a singer in here you might recognize. His name is Chris Eagles. And he is going to do one of the covers. And the other cover is going to be from a little town in Newark, New Jersey, I believe. It is a high school marching band. And there was a man, a boy that became a man that day, doing a cover of Rod Stewart that day. So we have two covers. I call this one Get Under the Covers, Round 6. It is Brother.